Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Randall Carrick, the former CMPD police officer accused of shooting and killing an unarmed black man nearly 2 years ago. In May, the city settled a lawsuit filed by the victim's family for $2.25 million. In this report, WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn takes a look at the circumstances leading up to this trial.
It started with a 911 call from East Charlotte around 2 a.m. on September 14, 2013.
911, hello. I need help.
The woman told the dispatcher that she thought the person knocking on her door was her husband. When she opened it, she saw 24-year-old Jonathan Farrell standing there and assumed the worst.
There's a guy breaking in my front door.
Farrell, an aspiring engineer, had been involved in an accident nearby. Police believe he was seeking help when he knocked on the home's door. Three officers responded to the 911 call. One of them was Randall Carrick, a three-year CMPD officer. When police arrived, Farrell was no longer near the home and ran toward the officers. Carrick fired 12 shots. 10 hit the unarmed Farrell and killed him. The other officers didn't fire a shot. Carrick was arrested later that day on a charge of voluntary manslaughter. Christopher Chestnut, Farrell's family's attorney, described the shooting as unjustified.
He did not have a weapon. He was not acting erratic. He was not aggressive. There was no threat at all to the officer's person or to his life, as reflected by the fact that the two officers flanking him never drew their firearm. Didn't fire one shot, yet Officer Carrick fires 12.
In January 2014, a grand jury declined to indict Carrick. Many were outraged. There was a protest that night. Former Charlotte Mecklenburg NAACP president Kojo Nuntambu was one of the speakers.
The least that you could say, something is wrong with the system that we live in. Something is wrong when a man can be shot and nothing happens. Something is wrong in this country.
A week later, a different grand jury indicted Carrick and charged him with voluntary manslaughter. Carrick's defense team has called the shooting tragic but justified. His attorneys maintained he followed CMPD procedures. Here's one of his attorneys, Michael Green, a few days after the shooting.
We're confident that at the resolution of this case, it will be found that Officer Carrick's actions were justified on the night in question.
Michael Levine, a former DEA agent who's testified in many cases around the country involving police procedures and shootings, says that will depend on if Green can prove that Carrick's actions followed national standards for use of deadly force.
It has to be a last resort. There was no other alternative. And two, that the reasoning behind it is that the person using deadly force reasonably feared for his life or the life of someone else. Officers under oath will say, I feared for my life. But there are no tests that measure fear.
The dash cam video of the shooting has not been released to the public, but Jonathan Farrell's family has seen it. They believe Farrell was a victim of racial profiling. Racial profiling was on the minds of many who attended a vigil marking the one-year anniversary of Farrell's death. Here's Bree Newsom, now known for taking down the Confederate flag in Columbia, speaking at that event.
Even if you make it into college like Jonathan did, you can still end up gunned down by the cops. Our whole lives are about walking around like this, hands up, trying to prove that we're not criminals, trying to prove that we have a right to live.
My prayer today is for us to continue the cooperation we've had with the police department, but my prayer even more than that is for justice in the case of Jonathan Farrell.
That's Jabril Huff of the Islamic Center of Charlotte speaking at a unity rally held this month. CMPD's new police chief, Kerr Putney, was also at the rally. He says he hopes unity prevails as expected large crowds and possibly protesters, local and outsiders, show up for the trial. Putney says he will not tolerate riots and is working with the local clergy, NAACP, and other groups to ensure the city's safety during the trial and after the verdict.
We're connected with people who can help us de-escalate a situation. Community leaders who have that credibility already. We're just going to tap into some of that. The protesters who want to demonstrate and want to march and want to get their message out, I want to protect them too, keep them out of harm's way. And we got a lot of people who are going to join and help us do that.
The trial is expected to last at least a month. If convicted, Carrick faces up to 11 years in prison. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.